report.
County, I'm down here in South Greenville. We're on 247.
In Greenville.
I'm usual down here in South Greenville.
In the Spartanburg, it's kind of wet, sloppy snow. It's not really sticking to the ground or anything. I mean, maybe the grass, but nothing on the road, really.
Heard him on the radio a time or two.
It's sitting there dozing in the parking lot at work.
Here, you ain't got to be shy. Be like me. I'm usually the one not keying up.
Sitting here in the parking lot.
Imagine the snow would come on down a little harder and they'd call it off, right?
Yes, it's there. Snow or anything like it, we don't get enough down here.
I was out here this morning and I thought there'd be. I guess everybody decided they'd get an early start just in case.
I've had a few my associates already call in this morning, so we'll see how that goes.
They were trying to call in last night for this morning.
I think, you know, even though it doesn't get bad, some people just like to use it as a good excuse, which, you know, if you don't not comfortable driving in, I guess you're better off staying home. But
at Fabri-Cal, you know, a lot of the women were older and that they just didn't like to drive in bad weather, so they just, you know, stayed home. They didn't count it against you as far as attendance, so why not?
3 months.
Yeah, roger that. I used to work there for 21 years, and I switched back in September.
Live over in, the other side of Piedmont, over off of Highway 25 near Moonville.
That was that area. My brother lives over there, not far from there, kind of like in the Happy Cow area, but across the other side of 25.
Yeah, like you say, that's actually where I grew up at.
Bill Road.
Grew over on that road back about 28 years ago.
Yeah, that's not a road to be speeding on.
47 side, that first big curve there. There used to be a little dirt road right in the beginning of that curve in the middle of the night. It makes it look like it keeps going straight. Well, it don't keep going straight.
I used to live on a road when I was a kid in Ohio. This road was straight for 2 miles. And then, I mean, it made a 15-mile-an-hour turn to the right and then a 15-mile-an-hour turn to the left. And you can't imagine how many people miss that turn. One night. I'll let you say there was cows running everywhere.
I used to be an electrician about years ago. I was working at LB when he was building such new light fixtures in the record room, and they had stuff laying out everywhere in there, and I was looking through some old negatives. The pictures were probably back in the 50s, but it was they were pretty old, but it was a picture of a wreck on the interstate. It looked like it was right there at Malden Road. It was a cattle truck and it turned over. Yeah, there was pieces of cow everywhere.
Yeah, roger that. Man, it's snowing pretty good here north side of Greer.
Here in Greer, right here off of 85, and it, man, that don't hardly look like it's done much of nothing here.
What is it, 80 and 29? Not into the roads or anything, so that's a good thing.
Downside to kind of being wet and rainy is it'll wash any kind of treatment they put on the road. So if it does start coming down, it may actually get bad unless the sun comes out or it starts raining again after that.
She missed.
Amazing how many cars that don't even bother to clean off their windows.
At work, he'll scratch out about a 1 foot circle on his driver's side window, his passenger window, and it's right there in front of him on the windshield, and he'll take off down the road after work, or in the mornings here when he leaves on third shift in the morning. It's funny to see him. He don't even slow down getting out of here like that.
One time leaving work, whenever I work night shift, just barely scraped my windshield off so we could go to the bar that was right down the road. That got my head a sign in the middle of the parking lot and messed up my fender. I'd had some work done to it, but I ain't had my truck maybe a year whenever that happened. It was brand new Chevy Z71. I was sick to my stomach. I never did that again.
To be completely clear.
Of course, she was too smart. She hit it and drove halfway over and then decided to put it in reverse and back up, so she ran it right through her gas tank.
Even the cars in the parking lot here don't have much nothing on them.
I just had a pretty good bit on them in the parking lot, but I mean, it's coming down good here. I'm almost to, what is it, Lyman? And it's coming down good. I mean, you can see it in the headlights real good, but it ain't sticking to the roads, maybe in the median a little bit.
I hope it stays that way, because I'm already pulling into the parking lot, so I hope the roads stay nice and clear now.
Here at work said if they close the plant for weather, and that they go ahead and pay you anyway.
They don't give you at least 4 hours. They'll go ahead and say, well, they'll pay you for at least 4 hours if you have to get in and they close you and make you leave. Our place ain't that generous, though.
You can, if it's officially closed, you can use a vacation day to get paid for it. But if it's not officially closed, you can still lay out. You just won't get paid for it. Spartanburg at a chemical plant called Lubrizol.
Four.
Times in the mornings, I remember now. And that, yeah, and Andrew, he works out there at BMW.
I know a guy named Kevin Smith out there, supervisor.
BMW?
Roger that.
I'm familiar, but I can't be 100%. I feel like I know a Kevin Smith, but I don't know him real well. But the name does sound familiar. It's KO4CEFRID.
KO4GPA. Yeah, that's probably a good thing if you don't know him that well.
KN4TFW.
All right, talking to you this morning. Y'all be safe. Ken, I know you're still on the road, ain't you? So just be safe out there. If you do get out of work early, just take time on your way home. I know mine will be another hour home if I'm that way on a 20-minute trip. All right, 73s, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
All right, Andrew, 73, and you do the same. Drive careful on the way home and have an awesome day, and I'll catch you maybe over the weekend or Monday, KN4TFW.
Think about how much I got to do today and see if I can't maybe get it done early, see if they'll let me get out early today, just because I just don't feel like doing it. Friday's my overtime day. I've been caught up for about 3 months on all my work, and I still have to work every Friday. I'm trying to figure out a way of getting out of it early today.
And they let you do it, sure enough.
I got it every time I ask. I don't ever hardly ask, but They try to make you feel bad for it, but I don't usually end up feeling bad.
Out here at this plant, I got to go from building to building, and so I'm inside and I'm out, and I'm inside and I'm out, and then most of the plant is, you know, it's not really heated, and that, so it's, you know, still, you know, probably in the 50s or 60s inside the plant.
Talk to you about it. Yeah, I used to, that's the place I used to go do infrared tomography at when I was doing electrical work. Will be on here this time every morning, ain't they?
One more time.
Several of you on here on early in the mornings, ain't they?
Yeah, there usually is. The two of them that work down at the truck repair shop, they've been going in early. And I'm a little later than I normally was. You know, I used to start out about 5 o'clock, so I'm a little bit later, and they're going a little earlier. And then newspaper guy Ed, the darn delivery truck's been being way late, so he's just really, really busy.
Hey, do you the 145.370, the SC heart repeater is down right now. Do you know when they're supposed to be getting that up? Have you heard?
No, I haven't heard anything about it. I've never been on that one.
They took it down for maintenance on right the day before that bombing up Nashville, and they just had got everything down, and the tower guys that were working it got a call to go up there to help put the antennas back up there, or emergency antennas up there in Nashville when that bombing happened, and I guess they hadn't been able to schedule to get it back running yet.
I have a lot of repeaters programmed into this radio, but rarely do I ever get off of the 146-600.
It's one of the, like I said, the heart network where they link them all through the state. together. And you can talk to people all over the state on that on the weekend. They link them on the weekends. And you can talk to people all over the state. Sometimes you leave catch people down in Florida that get the signal across the water for the repeaters down there around Charleston.
What was that frequency again?
45.370. I'm going to switch my radio over and look at the PL for that. 123.
That's three snowplows sitting under a bridge.
Waiting for it to come down. Going a while now. I'm ready for some. I wish we'd get some down here.
I had one myself, you know what I mean? At least one this year anyway.
The tires on my truck before it does, my tires about had it. And I get on the interstate and it's raining. I have to be careful when I get on it. I've gotten sideways a time or two.
And I did it out in Colorado. I had some tires on my car. It was about half worn and it was hard to drive in the snow. Put some new ones on and man, it wasn't no problem at all.
Yeah, tires definitely make a difference. They've got plenty of tread. They're just cheap tires. I bought this truck back last year. Had some tires on it that are just hard as a rock, and they don't stick with nothing in the wet.
Good up here in Welford in the interstate.
Heavy rain here.
I think it's got a little bit of rain mixed in with it.
No, it's just making a slushy mess.
15 or 20 minutes early, so I'm just easing down the road, just letting everybody pass me. You know, everybody drives like they do when it's dry. They're doing, you know, 85 down the highway.
Get on the Mount Mitchell repeater up in North Carolina. I'm waiting to see if any of them guys get on here yet. They usually get on here later. They see what kind of snow they're getting up there in North Carolina.
Times I've never actually talked on it though. KO4HKX.
Okay, yeah, that's a pretty active repeater. There's a good handful of guys that are on there every day. Pretty much all day long though, on and off.
Come on in here.
Morning, fellas. This is Patrick. I'm up here in Bavard and we got about an inch and a half up here right now.
Here between Spartanburg and Greenville, it's just a dusting right now, but it's coming down pretty good, but it looks like it's mixed with some rain still.
It's just all rain.
Here at the freezing mark, so it's just kind of slushy mess right now. It's still real light snow.
Pretty heavy here, but hitting the windshield sounds like there's some rain mixed in with it.
I'm going to back out of here and drive. So 73's to you. I just wanted to let you know, listening to your conversation.
You drive careful and have a good one. KN4TFW.
Get ready to head into work here and get my day started. It's good to talk to you. Then maybe next Friday I'll be back on here early and talk to y'all some more. KO4GPA, I'll be clear.
All right, 73s, you have a good one. Maybe they'll let you off early today. Catch you another Friday. KN4TFW.